Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're damn right. You start now. Happy Halloween again as we get going here on a Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Man. It's 10:08 already, man. We are already
that's called fun, right?
Turning
there.
And burning. Yeah, let's continue having fun. Get involved. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, appreciation to the Mocarum Injury Lawyers live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Is this the game? The game that could put CJ Stroud back amongst the conversation of best quarterbacks in the league? 713-572-4610.
I'm going to give you a very definitive possibly. Possibly. And the reason I say that is because I think, and I talked about that this week. Even if you include the Seattle game, CJ Stroud's last four games are outstanding numbers wise, like just outstanding. And so he backs it up, you know, the performance against the Niners with another similar performance against the Broncos, which, by the way, you know, obviously we know about the defense and all that. I think all of a sudden, you know, we might start having some of those discussions. Would you agree?
It feels like it might be early. However, I think that it's worth noting that when you're looking at this Broncos team that they're going up against, they are top five in all of the metrics, right? Like, pick a metric that you want, top five.
Yeah.
Like, this is a good defense. There is a easy knock that we've brought up, but it's just there, right? A lot of people have talked about, when you talk about this Texans offense, and by proxy, obviously, C.J. Stroud, when it comes to playing defenses and beating up on the little sisters of the poor, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, right? They have had good production as an entire offense against poor teams.
Yeah.
And they've had not so good production against teams that you would look at as, you know, people their own size, right? For against teams that you would
imagine.
They're
not punching down.
Well, they are punching down at this moment.
No,
right?
I'm saying they haven't. They haven't
punched up or punched on that same level.
If they win this.
This would absolutely count as that. And you're right. With C.J. Stroud, there is a lot more that meets the eye, especially if you look at some of the statistics that he had. I know that Jonathan Alexander earlier on the week made note of that, looking at, you know, his turnover differential and some of these other things with C.J., where it's like it actually is a little bit better than you give him credit for. I think this is one of those games on the schedule that pops, even though it's in the noon window. So I think people will be watching it. It's a good defense. And I think I go more from the qualitative side of it, the quality as opposed to like the numbers of it, which I know shocks you a little bit here. But I think the way that he is playing, right, the way that he is being surgical and dicing people up.
Yeah.
Especially when you talk about the comparisons to a New England offense. And I know that that rubs people the wrong way. However, to the outsiders looking in, they start looking up and they go, damn, CJ played really well, and he's looking a little bit like that one guy that we always talk about, Tom Brady, if he's in there dicing him up in the way that he did last week.
Yeah.
That absolutely gets the antennas going, pops people's attention up. And then especially when you go, again, look at the top quarterbacks in the league right now, right? You don't have a lot of extravagant, incredible passing happening right now. when it comes to the type of play. So I think that you could easily get him to a place where people go, well, huh?
Yeah.
We hadn't given CJ enough credit, especially because of the offensive line issues that this team had been
dealing
with.
And I think that's going to take off again. People have just been hesitant for over a year now to put CJ Stroud in that class. Is CJ Stroud elite? You're going to get a no. You're not even going to get a maybe right now. You're going to get a no. But if he does what he's done in the last four games, and by the way, over the last four games, including a horrible game against Seattle, this is including that game, 68.5 completion percentage, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 104.2 rating. That is really, really good.
Right.
Yeah, that is really – if he backs up the Niners game, which let's get greedy here, and I don't think it's that greedy, 300 yards passing and a couple of touchdowns. All of a sudden, you're 500. You know, they're talking about after last night's, you know, easy win against a horrible Dolphins game, can Lamar Jackson carry them to the playoffs? So, you know, is it a Lamar Jackson show? Well, clearly there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I don't want to intimate that those are similar because you have a two-time MVP who we've seen do it at a crazy level.
Exactly, and that's where I was going. Clearly there's reasons for that.
And he was returning from injury as opposed – well, he didn't look as good as his normal self earlier on, but he was returning from injury rather than maybe less than stellar play at times.
But it wasn't that long ago that C.J. Stroud was in the same company in terms of, like, type – you know, one notch below.
Okay.
The Lamar Jacksons and Josh Allen.
I was about to pull out your very own tears that you made last week.
No. I'm talking about, like, we all knew Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and then there was the C.J. Stroud tier, and I think we'll be back there if he can replicate that. So it is interesting how one game can do that, and I think that one game will be meaningful because it is the Broncos, and because it is, by the way, Bo Nix. If Bo Nix does his thing. And all of a sudden he's going to be like, has he passed CJ Stroud? You know, all this other stuff.
Well, and that one feels like that one is set up very easily. Cause as much as I talk about that Broncos defense being really good, Texans defense is probably the best defense in the league right now. The Broncos defense is really good. Don't get me wrong. This Texans defense is widely acknowledged as one of, if not the best defense in the league. So he gets a lot more of that love. And then also people have been a little bit more intrigued as to him. He hasn't had some of the negativity swirling around him. In the same way. So, yeah, that would absolutely set him up for that. But, you know, CJ absolutely has that opportunity, but it's got to look a certain way, obviously. I don't know if it's just a win, but it is set up. There's an opportunity. And it's worth noting that this offense, they're 8 weeks in now, right? This is week 9 of the NFL season. We're not in the early stages of it. And the natural building or learning curve that we expected should have been traversed somewhat. And we've seen things that maybe intimate that there's been some level of figuring out some of the things that you would in the first early stages of a new offense. So do those things show up in addition to having his best wide receiver back, in addition to having one of his most experienced wide receivers back, in addition to maybe finding some interesting wrinkles like having your jumbo package, like some identity things for this offense. If those things allow him a little bit of a foundation and a platform, we know that he has the ups to clear the hurdles that are ahead of him. And if he does that, I think the nation will have an opportunity to also speak in a way where they know that.
Yes, and let me ask you this. Just without looking, when do you think the last time was C.J. Stroud threw for more than 300 yards back-to-back games?
Back-to-back games? Okay, so clearly not early portions of this year. The last portion of last year was a little rough. Early on in the season, there was
I don't think he
running.
Did it last year.
He did do it last year. That's a hint. He did do it last year.
I'm guessing it was probably in like that
September.
Early. I was about to say week 4 to 8 stretch, somewhere in there.
September of last year.
What were the weeks?
It was week 4.
Yeah, week 4 and 5.
Hold on here. Yeah, week 4 against Jacksonville, 345 yards, and week 5 against Buffalo, 331 yards. Over a year, man. Since he's thrown for more than 300 yards in back-to-back games. That's why I feel like this could be a moment. You know, we talk about the moments and stuff like that and turning the corner and all that. It could go one of two ways. We know that. But if it goes his way, all of a sudden, I think, you know, we're going to feel a lot better about the quarterback.
And in a way, that there's a little bit of a mirror. Maybe I'm squinting to see it. You could tell me if I am indeed squinting to see it. You look at 2024 Jags, you go, all right, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But that Bills game coming in, you were like, this is going to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
And they won that game. And it felt like it told us a little something. This is definitely also
Same
one of those
thing.
Games with the Broncos coming in It feels like it's going to tell us something. Mm-hmm. And so you get that victory, and then you have the cherry on top of C.J. Stroud looking like a, you know, a top quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That will do a lot to buoy the vibes, buoy the belief in what this team can do. And just point blank period, it gets you that much closer when it comes to trying to get to the playoffs, because being at 500
yes.
would feel so very
much better. We talked
about
what's going on in Jacksonville. They feel like they're in the mix, and they've lost – well, I was going to – this isn't accurate. I was going to say one of their best players. I don't know, but they've lost a headliner.
They've lost a name at the very least is a fair point to make note. Because if you didn't hear us in crosstalk, Travis Hunter goes on the IR with the knee injury that's been kind of plaguing him recently. That's a 4-3 Jaguars team. Now, to be fair, they are playing against the Las Vegas Raiders, who have been just truly awful in this early portion of the Pete Carroll era out there. But still – I mean, you have that one fewer player. Does that maybe change something for them, especially when you talk about him being important to their defense? Could they possibly end up at the end of the week where the Texans are tied for the second place in the AFC South? That would be huge. That would be
and huge. By going on the injured list, he's not going to be available for the Texans game.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody was really particularly terrified of him.
Worried, but still.
One fewer player to worry about in that context. The clear thing that you have to think about is the Broncos right now, but that's an interesting note there as well. All right, we're getting going here on a Halloween Friday, Aaron the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Somebody texted in on the text line. Is there a remote today? Yeah, you damn Skippy. Of course the fellas are going to be out there. Are going to be out there at Raven Tower, 310 North Street in Houston for a football Friday. You know they always do that. And they come bearing gifts. Are we back around to a Payne and Pendergast glass today?
I don't know.
We'll find out. I'll double check on that.
It is.
There's always more than one reason to go out and see the fellas when they are out and about, especially on a football Friday. All right, coming up next, it is indeed Halloween, even though we are not dressed up. And so in the spirit of spooky season, 713-572-4610, what scares you the most about Houston sports right at this moment? Let us know what you think, and we'll talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Halloween to you. John Lopez in tow, as always. I'm Reginald Datatula, and then Figgy Fig on the ones and twos, including you, as we always enjoy having you, particularly on a football Friday, on a Halloween football Friday at that. Appreciate you rocking with us. The number to text to get involved with the program, 713-572-4610. And I ask you to do that now as in honor of spooky season. What about Houston sports scares you the most at this moment? Again, 713-572-4610.
Very interactive show today, huh? Let's make it very interactive, including with this one. What about Houston sports scares you? I tend to just sort of default to football. And that's it.
But you can go anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm. But there's a couple of things that make me raise an eyebrow with the Rockets, raise an eyebrow with the Astros a little bit.
Now, how far are we going with stuff that scares us?
It's open. It's open to interpretation.
I'm like, can we use the I word? Is it possible to use the I word whenever talking about some certain players?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not superstitious in that way, but I can't say that
I ain't want to go too far.
Mm-hmm. I can't say that the listenership won't be a little superstitious.
Mine is very straightforward, very nuts and bolts. The guy probably by now thinks I don't like him, but
you don't.
I do.
I don't even know who you're talking.
He can be fun, but what if Nick Caserio just never gets it right on the offensive line?
Yeah.
It's never.
Because that is deeply scary.
Yeah.
Because we know there hasn't been a good team that's won a Super Bowl with a bad offensive line.
Because you can talk about, you know, all the you know, being disciplined and staying on time and the Patriots offense and defense complementing the offense. And that's all great, you know, hopefully the majority of the time. But ultimately, you got to have an offensive line, man.
Especially pursuant to what we were just talking about. I think it's been a conversation at times. I don't know that I have a good pulse on where everybody stands, but I would probably venture the guess that more people than not believe that CJ has what's capable to get things done here.
I agree.
Now, of course, that is just basic majority. I don't know that I want to say there's a super majority or whatever of people that believe that. However, I imagine that it's just a basic majority of people believe in CJ Stroud's ability.
Mm-hmm.
That is always going to be neutered by a offensive line that's not capable of doing what they need to. Even if it's just you can't run the ball consistently, so it's all throwing the football, and then that mitigates things for you as well.
And I'm curious on you and Figgy because our listeners, 713-572-4610 is the number to text in. Of course, Twitch and YouTube as well. Because I think what happens when you never get it right, when you go back to the retreads, you know, to put it bluntly.
Appreciate the spooky music.
And all that, yeah. You're always could be good, but I don't think you're ever going to be great. You know?
Yeah.
I think you'll always be good. And we've read that book here, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Yeah. One of the things I'm hoping is that the Ariante Ursary is like the first step. It's going to be difficult for you to entirely revitalize an offensive line immediately. And I think we're still in a place where we believe that that's a good pick. Long term. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in the immediate term, there's still things to be seen. But long term, I think we all kind of agree with that. I'm with this person for the 361. This is one of the ones I thought about, and I know you defaulted to football. I actually defaulted to baseball. From the 361, they talked about something in particular. Actually, I want to mention something that came in on the YouTube page because it's the larger portion of this, which is afraid that this is kind of we've seen the end of the Astros run.
That was on
and
my
that you're
list.
On the back side of it.
Yeah.
For me, I think even highlighting that more, I'm afraid of these Jordan injuries. Because he's supposed to be
the I word. I were kind of confused when I said
no,
the
I but
word.
I got there eventually. Like I said, I'm not superstitious, but I think we've seen enough that even if you were superstitious, you wouldn't think that I did that. Like there's enough injuries that Jordan has dealt with at this point, and he's supposed to be a foundational piece of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. On top of like in the really short term next year, because of the way that he is, and because of where Jose Altuve is, you got a logjam at DH.
Yep.
And then even if you were, which of those do you play in the field? That's neither of them are guys that you really are super excited about playing in left field. Like I'm kind of scared about how they figure out the log jams with this roster in the short term and how, you know, the guys that you depend on, the guys that are foundational, just like you saw this year, they can be gone in an instant, and then that changes the entire dynamic of what your team's supposed to be.
Go ahead and say the I word, Figgy.
The I word. So I ain't going to go to the I word yet, but y'all talked about Nick Caserio and all that stuff, possibly getting, maybe not getting it right and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little scared that you see how we kind of criticize Nick Caserio a little bit where, you know, he's not getting it right and all that stuff.
Right.
I'm a little scared that one CJ Stroud might look kind of side with us a little bit, like, man, he ain't getting it right, man.
Oh yeah, that's a good option.
I'm a little worried that he might not be as happy. Mm-hmm. He seemed super happy now, especially from that last
this week.
This week he seemed very happy. Yeah. So I'm very confident now. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, man, what if he's not really happy with how he's being protected, mm-hmm. as far as the offensive line and bringing in playmakers and all this other stuff, and most importantly, not really getting where we want to get.
Yeah,
I'm just scared that he might not be as happy.
No, that's fair. And with the Astros, mine is a little more just sort of basic, because we're already spoiled. I'm worried that it's over.
Well,
that it's just
over. What?
Like the run is over.
That run, which I think
we'll never get back to that run.
Well, that it's gonna start anew. You know, by the way, they released their, or I shouldn't say released, their farm director moved on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today.
Yeah.
There's news of that he moved on to...
It Arizona?
I think it was Arizona,
Because I just saw it. Yes, yeah. He will join... not Arizona. St. Louis.
That's it.
Joins the Cardinals farm system.
So there were already a lot of turnover. A lot of turnover. And, of course, you mentioned Altuve. Obviously, Yordan's injuries, history, and all that.
Well, actually, if you're talking about injuries in the Astros, what if, like, in this spirit of spooky season, what if the changes to the medical staff does not fix it? Like, what if this is just like you are cursed as an organization?
Yeah. That's spooky.
That's
season.
A long term.
Right? Like, that's the real scary. Yeah. It's like, it don't matter who was in there doing the job. You actually are just going to have these injuries.
Are you guys scared that possibly Jeremy Peña might be the next one that they don't want to sign up to a long term deal?
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because
that's probably the one
do.
That's coming up a little bit, right?
100%. Mm-hmm. He's got, what, 2 more years of control? So after this season,
who is his agent?
Does he also have Boris?
I think he just got Boers, right?
He switched?
I want to say he just got Boers because remember they was in some little contract negotiations. It didn't go through. I think he might have hired Boers. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of scared of that a little bit.
I mean,
he had a good year last year.
Oh, great year.
Yeah.
He had the jump. Like, he took the leap that we were hoping for a couple years back, right, when when you saw him really perform in the World Series. So, yeah, or in the entire of that postseason, if we're going to be entirely honest. So, yeah, now he is in that place where we start talking about the Borders. And, yes, he is with that Boers Corporation agency. So that adds another layer
that's
buffer.
That's scary. That's another whole Scott scary Boers right scary. There. Yeah.
Right. That adds another buffer
that's
between
Michael Myers, pretty much.
The way that the Astros want to go about their free agency, but then also the way that, you know, so, yeah. I asked this question, and we hadn't actually had it as a topic, but it was one that I was kind of sitting on and thinking about. Do you think the Astros will ever be Rockies bad or 2012 bad? Again, once the window closes. And that's a fear for me. Well, I understand that is what sets you up to go through, you know, 2017 and on, or 2016, 2017 and on. But I'm not going to lie. Those are rough times.
Those are rough times. The crazy thing is, maybe this is the scariest thing. I don't think that's an altogether awful question.
Yeah.
Because my gut tells me, no, they'll never be that bad. But keep in mind, you know, there's a lot of turnover in the organization right now, whether it's pitching coaches, hitting coaches, farm director we just talked about, other people. But there's that. How good really is Dana Brown? Because that's ultimately what determines whether you're going to be that bad.
Do you feel like Jim Crane kind of have a say in this too?
Does he have too much say?
Yeah.
The whole back well.
I'm just kind of curious.
Well, he's the man bankrolling it, so I think he has about the right.
No, but I'm saying in terms of actual day to day moves.
But is he the type of owner that's like, hey, let me spend a little money to be competitive, or is he that owner that's like the Guardians owner that's just trying to be cheap and don't really care about winning like that?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's possible. I want to be like, but you've seen the investment. You've seen investment here in spots, I guess, really concerted efforts in certain places.
But that window was open, though.
Yeah.
If the window is closed, are you trying to, you know, sign certain players to win?
Yeah. And I think that the larger umbrella thing for me with the Astros is I am afraid of summers without good baseball.
Yeah.
Right? Because summers.
That's going to be a long summer.
Summers without good baseball are real rough, man.
No basketball, no foot. I mean, you got training camp and all that stuff.
It's been a long time since we had summers without good baseball, baby. Mm-hmm. And that makes a very big difference. Some other ones that have come in here on the text line, Joel on the Twitch said, my mind went straight to Durant. I think that's also I words.
That's where my first thought was. That's why I brought up the I word.
Although I do feel good about this one that came in, still with Durant from the 281, scared KD isn't motivated to win a championship. See, that one, I'm not worried about that. That one looks pretty clear.
I will say, as far as the I word, I feel better that he got an extension. Mm-hmm. So this ain't going to be no 1 year thing. Yeah. So, you know, if he do get hurt, hopefully he don't. But if he do get hurt, you know, you still got next year.
All right, let me take a note. I want to circle back around and get more people's feelings on what they are currently scared of most when it comes to Houston sports. Appreciate you getting involved, though, here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. In fact, coming up next, let's go full question of the day. What's your Halloween hot take that you're willing to, it's a hill that you're willing to die on? 713-572-4610. Let's lean fully into the Halloween of it all next. Yeah, happy Halloween to you. Let's get to our question of the day. Still got answers rolling in on what scares you most in Houston
sports. That could have been the question of the day, to be honest, man. Yeah. We could go
I'll do is I'll try and pop in and drop a few more of those as we go throughout the remainder of the show. It's spooky season, Halloween, so I think it fits. But our question of the day, specific to Halloween, what's a Halloween hot take for which you are willing to die on the hill? 713-572-4610. Get your Halloween takes out right now on the text line.
Oh, I got them.
The YouTube, the Twitch. I already could tell these are going to be bad takes. So, Lopez, hit me with your first terrible take.
I think the word you're going to be ultimately using is profound.
Get the bleep out of here, man. I legitimately had to censor myself in that moment.
Dogs in Halloween costumes are awesome. Cats in Halloween costume is abuse.
I never heard that second part.
No, it's abuse. They hate them. They're always trying to get out of them.
They're cats.
They're not dogs. Are like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll pose for a picture. You know, all this other.
Some dogs be hating them costumes too.
Some do, but by and large, you can get away with it. Yeah. But these people that put cats in Halloween costume, that's abuse, brother. That's abuse.
I don't think the dogs love it either.
Oh, they love it.
I think the dogs are just less. They have less agency.
Yeah.
Cats are like, you don't do anything to me that I don't want. Dogs are like, I guess I have to if you're gonna feed me.
But they're fun.
The thing is,
for you,
they're fun.
That dog don't care about this.
But see, the thing is, when you put one on the dog, all you got to do is hey, man, and then he gets super excited and he don't care what he got on his head.
Yeah, dogs love them.
I'm showing him
a picture of Gibson when he was a pirate. He loved it. But cats, that's abuse.
No, you loved it.
No, he loved it. Another hot take I have, and people still believe this. You know, you see all these lists of best Halloween movies, blah, 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 blah. Edward Scissorhands and Ghostbusters are not Halloween movies.
Terrible take.
They are not.
Really?
All right. I challenge you.
You're 2 for 2 on bad takes.
I just never thought about this.
I challenge you to find one reference to Halloween, one scene that's based around Halloween.
So you have Die Hard as a Christmas movie then, right?
Die Hard, I've always said I think it's a Christmas movie.
I just wanted to make sure that at the very least, I wanted some integrity and consistency with your take.
There is not a single reference or scene or anything that references Halloween in either one of those movies. It's just characters. Edward Scissorhands and Ghostbusters are not Halloween movies.
So what about just a generic horror movie?
That's a Halloween movie if it comes out on Halloween.
What is this?
Otherwise, it's just a scary movie.
Yeah, okay. This is scary season, right? But you watch scary movies
on Halloween, though.
But okay.
Paranormal Activity is a scary movie.
But Edward Scissorhands and Ghostbusters are not Halloween movies. They're just because they have costumes doesn't mean a damn thing.
That's exactly what it means.
No, it doesn't.
This is the time for costumes.
They're not Halloween movies.
You hear what you did in my voice? Like, I'm all over the place. That was absurd.
No, it's not.
Let PC will tell you.
All right, this weekend, watch those movies. Find one, just one reference to Halloween.
Yes, Rob on the YouTube. The only Halloween movie are the movies called Halloween. That is what I'm hearing. That is what I'm taking away from this. Now, there are people that will fight very doggedly about Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some people will put that in Halloween. I saw somebody, I think it's Cam on the YouTube, said that he wouldn't classify Nightmare Before Christmas as a Halloween movie. It's more. Oh, no, he has said it's actually in there. Someone else said, Champ Slice on the YouTube said that. That it is a Christmas movie, not a Halloween movie. All right, I would like to get my take out here, and that is that we need to age out some candies from the Halloween routine. Halloween ends up being the place where we just stuff old, terrible candies that need to still be sold. Like, why in the hell have I ever seen a Boston baked bean? This is some ancient-ass candy that nobody actually liked. They liked
Who was going in the store getting Boston baked beans?
Back when our candy technology was terrible, they would actually bring these out here. Ain't nobody going to the store getting licorice. Stop putting these in these babies' bags. You know what I mean? Like, there are some bottle caps. Why do those still exist?
Oh, bottle caps.
Those are terrible.
I love bottle caps.
Yes, you love it because you were born back in the Dust Bowl.
You remember when it first came out.
Saltwater taffy. Don't need it.
I agree with all of these except
these ancient ass candies.
Cap.
We don't need to do Bitto honey. Why? Why does this exist?
You remember the Chico stick?
Yeah, none of this. These are all ancient candies, and you bring them out here just because you have a whole bunch of it's the candy holiday, so we can bring this out.
It's been since 1975.
Candy technology has advanced way too much for us to be seeing these old. Why do I still see Milk Duds?
Oh no, Milk Duds is
Milk
good.
Duds stink.
Milk Duds. That's just a personal preference.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine, I might get in trouble with mine because everybody is doing this at this point. But I feel like Trunk or Treat kind of ruined the whole Halloween trick or treat experience.
You're not
man.
Alone. I've seen a lot of people talk about that.
I understand people bring up safety and all this stuff, and it's not the same from the world from 30 years ago and all that stuff.
But that's a good hot take.
Yeah, that's a good hot take. To me, Halloween ain't the same as just doing the whole trunk or treat, just going to a parking lot, just going trunk.
I think trunk or treat.
We used to have to go to house. Yes. We used to be walking miles.
Your face, your
brother, exercise.
It used to be cold.
Yeah.
We used to be creeping up on the porch.
Yeah.
Trunk or treat.
No, I think that's a really good hot take. It fits perfect here because I get trunk or treat. I like it on like the 30th.
I'm good with it.
Not actual Halloween, but like maybe at your church or your school or whatever. But Halloween to me is you're putting in the effort. You know, yeah, you're putting in the effort.
Yeah, yeah. I remember coming in the house out of breath, tired, cold.
Yes.
And used to dump all that candy out. Yeah. Now it seems like it's just so easy. Let me just hell out this trunk or treat. Yes. Get my little candy out the way and just go back to the crib.
I like that one. Yeah, I like that.
And then we used to have to scout the good neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
We used to try to sneak over, you know, I'm from Cleveland. We used to try to sneak over to Shaker Heights because they had the, you know.
Better candy?
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, it was like a scavenger hunt, man.
Yeah. This one might be just a personal one, but until your kid is like 7, maybe slightly older, but about 7 years old, I've always believed that the parents should dress up for trick-or-treating as same as the kids. Not same, but like also.
As well.
Yeah, also.
Or put on something.
Because I think the kids really enjoy it, like mom and dad or mom or dad or, you know, dressed up and going trick-or-treating too.
Where are you on teenagers? I know that Seth.
You got to have a costume.
Got to have a costume.
I don't mind teenagers.
Someone on the text line brought that up and they were like, teenagers without costumes kick rocks.
I don't mind teenagers. I like it. Hey, you're enjoying it. You're embracing the holiday, but you better have a costume.
Yeah.
The ones that come up in jeans and a t-shirt, like, what are you doing?
What about this one? Because I know a lot of people do this for social media and stuff like this, but dressing your little toddler up as something you remember from when you was a kid.
Like,
yeah. So, like, why is you dressing your kid up as Smokey from Friday?
That baby wants to be Paw Patrol.
Or Craig right. from Friday or something like that. Like, why are you looking for a viral moment?
Yes.
They don't know nothing about the movie Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That baby wants to be Paw Patrol so bad. Let's see this. Somebody said, Ficky walked uphill both ways. That's hilarious. How about this from 618? Mixing in bad candy is necessary. It helps the kids appreciate the good candy even more.
Oh, get out of here.
That is hilarious. Let's see. Somebody said Friday the 13th isn't a Halloween movie. That's technically there's no Halloween in there, friend. Halloween. Okay, how about this? Halloween should be contained to October. No celebrating on November just because it's the weekend, which I imagine you got an invite to a Halloween party on Saturday, November the 1st is probably why that comes in.
I don't mind that one, but what if, I'm just parsing it out, but what if the 31st is like a Wednesday? Or a Thursday.
You go before though,
before,
don't you?
But the that's weekend 4 days before, like the 26th,
25th? Nah, can't do that.
Yeah. You go the closest weekend to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although.
Or hell, if it's that important, you got to celebrate it on Halloween man. Yeah.
I did find it weird though that with Halloween this year being on a Friday, which is like perfect Halloween day, right?
Yeah.
You get off work, there's stuff, you know, you can get stuff
this
done.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend.
Me and Ghetto Boys is trick-or-treating. You know my stance on Ghetto Boys and Mom playing tricks on me. That's one of the best songs that's ever happened in the history of songs. But, like, with it falling on a Friday, it's one of the best days you can recover. I saw people having Halloween parties last weekend, and I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's way too early.
That's way too early.
What are we doing here? Somebody said my son will be Monster Jam Truck. El Toro Loco this year.
Let's go.
Okay. And then they're going to be Pit Crew.
Okay.
That's really cool.
See, I like when the parents embrace it and the kids really appreciate it.
And this is a great point from the 713. This isn't even a hot take. I think this is widely regarded. If the porch lights are off, take the hint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we actually used to look at the porch lights.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we used to go thing.
To some houses didn't randomly had their porch light on and wasn't giving out candy. We're like, what are you doing? But we used to go to the houses with the porch light on.
That was the rule.
Now don't get me out here though with the people that are like there's a few kind of people that do some things that I go, what's the point, right? The people that try and be real smart with them, like I gave the kid like a reading material. Like
No.
I understand what you're trying to do. No,
candy or nothing, man.
Candy or nothing.
Man. Like,
We don't need toothbrushes.
We don't need apples. Yeah. We don't need Bibles.
Pencils.
Like just let them enjoy the day.
Yeah.
And then the people that will set out the bowl, but then like try and put out a note to try and police
Take
it.
Take one.
If you're not here to police it. It's
just take the candy back in at this point. You ain't got time to hand the candy out.
Yeah,
I feel like we need to find that middle ground there. I'm usually here for, you know, hey, be responsible, be respectful of society, but I feel like that's part of the social construct as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know, what are your Halloween hot takes here on a Halloween In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's go around the NFL where there's a lot of fallout from Thursday Night Football this week, and we get through all of that with B. Scott. We do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.